With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The Senate is set to vote on a war powers measure following the ouster of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Bernie Bennett has more.
Virginia Democrat Senator Tim Kaine said that he will force a vote next week to block further military action against Venezuela without congressional approval in the wake of President Donald Trump's operation to capture Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Senate Majority Leader John Thune said he expects further briefings from the administration on this operation as part of its comprehensive counter-narcotics strategy. House Speaker Mike Johnson added that the Trump administration is working to schedule briefings for lawmakers when they return to Washington. I'm Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Meanwhile, celebrations continue.
Venezuelans living in Doral, Florida, celebrate the capture of President Nicolas Maduro. A similar scene in other cities with a high concentration of Venezuelans who left the country. Florida resident Alejandro Arrieta says she's cautiously optimistic for the future of her homeland.
We're so excited. We couldn't believe that this was happening. We've been waiting for this for the past, 28 years or so.
There were protests against the U.S. action in some cities in the U.S. and around the world, including this one in Cuba, as well as in Venezuela. I'm Julie Walker.
Gunmen have killed at least 30 people in a small village, abducting several others in Nigeria. The attack in Niger State began when gunmen opened fire on residents and then started to burn down a number of buildings, including the local market and several homes. More thunderstorms making life even more miserable now for a number of California residents as downpours and high tides have caused flooding, prompting a number of road closures and rescues of people trapped in cars, and now more heavy rain in the forecast for Monday. SRN News. What is important for a good life?
The Gallup organization has been asking Americans, and the number one requirement for most people is adequate shelter. 97% say you have to have that to enjoy a good life. Family comes next, followed by sleep, the absence of physical pain, and having as much money as you want. Quite a bit down the list is faith. 60% of respondents say that being free to practice their religion is very or somewhat important to a good life. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Muslim terrorist crisis in Burkina Faso doesn't get as much media attention as those playing out in larger African states, but local leaders say it's just as bad. One Christian clergyman says the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. The key word is resilience, persevering through prayer, hope, and doing good, and primarily lots of prayer. This is SRN News. President Trump holding critical talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in advance toward the second phase of the deal in Gaza. Dr. Michael Oren is a former Israeli ambassador to the United States, says there is a particular group in the Middle East that must be eradicated.
If Hamas is to be disarmed militarily, kinetically, there's no other country in the world that's going to do it except for Israel. That's the end. No one else is going to die for Hamas. No one else is going to die, so frankly, for Israel. It's our troops who have to go out there and defend our homes, defend our families, our neighborhoods. And you do that by taking out Hamas.
Israel, meanwhile, revoking the license of more than three dozen humanitarian organizations. And now those groups are grappling with how that will affect their aid operations in Gaza. One of those affected groups is Doctors Without Borders. More details, srnnews.com.